Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Alona Woods of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for that song, Hold On, Old Soldier. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is no time to give up. Hallelujah, but we got to hold on. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God tonight and to my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for them. Praise God. I just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because that song means so much to me, hallelujah, because you got to hold on, hallelujah. When you think about all that God has invested in us, hallelujah, we got to hold on. This is not no time to give up on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us get ready and pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come before you this evening. We want to thank you and we want to praise you, Lord, for keeping us another day. We thank you and praise you, God, for your strength. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, God, for being in our right minds and with the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. For your goodness on today, Lord. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, open up our hearts to receive your word tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you today, hallelujah, because we know that it is you that keeps us, hallelujah. It is you that brings us, hallelujah, and we magnify you today, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a very familiar scripture, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord gave me this yesterday, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because so many times, hallelujah, the enemy tries to discourage God's people. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He gave me the sixth chapter of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Because praise God. You know, sometimes I think we forget who we're fighting against. Hallelujah. We forget. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because we're going to start at the 12th verse. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you done did all you could do, hallelujah. When you done fasted, when you done prayed, hallelujah. When you done took out time to be with the Lord, hallelujah. When you did all you could do, it's just the time to just stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read a little something here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, as you put God's prescription for health to work in your body, in your life, don't be discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Although many times healing comes instantly, there are also times when it takes place more gradually. Hallelujah. Praise God. So many of us, praise God, get discouraged when God don't move, hallelujah, fast enough for us. Hallelujah. And we don't see the results that we want to see. Hallelujah. Because God is taking his time. Yeah, praise God. And sometimes you hear others how God just moved so quickly for them, how he healed them so instantly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then praise God. Hallelujah. You hear of others how God took his time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Because praise God, maybe if he healed you instantly, you might have got above yourself. Hallelujah. So he has to take his time with you and do one part at a time. Hallelujah. Because you'll be more grateful. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. With the way that God wants to move in your life. Hallelujah. So don't get discouraged because God is not moving as fast as you want him to in your life. Hallelujah. But if he moves fast on somebody else, if he heals them instantly, praise God for their healing. Hallelujah. Give God the glory for their healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. It says, praise God, says, don't let lingering symptoms, hallelujah, cause you to doubt. Hallelujah. After all, when, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, when you go to the doctor, you don't always feel better right away. The medication he gives you often takes some time before it helps, before it begins, hallelujah, to work. But you don't allow the delay to discourage you, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. It's just like when you go to the doctor's office, hallelujah, and he gives you a prescription to take, hallelujah. And if you don't follow the directions of that medication, hallelujah, it's not going to work. It's the same way with God. If you don't follow the directions and the instructions that God's going to give you to help you to be healed, hallelujah, or to help you to come out of any situation that you're in, hallelujah, it's not going to work, hallelujah. But you've got to follow what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. He said, don't get discouraged, hallelujah, when delay is taking place. Hallelujah. It's delayed for a reason, hallelujah. But you've got to do whatever God tells you, hallelujah. It said you follow the doctor's orders and expect to feel better soon. Better soon, hallelujah. It said release that same kind of confidence in God's medicine, hallelujah. When we go to the doctors, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and we expect to feel better after taking the medicine, hallelujah, and we believe that that medicine is going to work, hallelujah, for whatever is wrong with us, hallelujah, and our confidence, hallelujah. God wants us to have the same confidence in his word, hallelujah, and we would just believe and trust in the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, realize that the moment you begin to take it, the healing process begins. The moment you begin to take the word of God in, the healing process begins. Hallelujah. Keep your expectancy high and make up your mind to continue standing on the word until you can see and feel the total physical effects of God's healing power. Hallelujah. We got to make up our minds, hallelujah, and praise God to believe the word of God and to trust God and have confidence in him, hallelujah. And we just got to make up our mind fully, hallelujah, that we believe in God's healing power. Hallelujah. Really, you are treating your spirit with the source of supernatural life and health for your physical body. Hallelujah. And that's the word of God. We take the word of God in and believe and stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. We're taking in supernatural healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. When the devil whispers words of doubt and unbelief to you, when he suggests that the word is not working, deal with those thoughts immediately. Cast them down. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, praise God, 10 and 5 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing in, hallelujah, into captivity, praise God, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. We got to cast those thoughts down when they come in our mind. Hallelujah. We got to tell the enemy, hallelujah, stop where you are and hallelujah, and stay at. Say it out loud. Hallelujah. No, I cast you down, you evil imagination. Devil, I rebuke you. I bind you from my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I will not believe your lies. God has sent his word to heal me, and his word never fails. Hallelujah. The word went to work in my body the instant I believed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 53:5 says, hallelujah, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. We have to believe and stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you done did all you can do, just stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what. If you hear, if you feel any symptoms, how no matter what someone is saying to you that's negative, you got to stand and believe what God told you. Then having done all to stand, stand until your healing is fully. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Till your healing is fully manifested. Hallelujah. Ephesians, praise God. 6:12-14 says that steadfastly hold your ground. Don't waver. For as James 1:6-8 says, he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't say, God, I believe you today. Then the next 15 minutes, you don't believe God. But you got to make up your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got to make up your mind. Whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Praise the Lord. So if your condition is serious, you may also have to resist the temptation to worry. Hallelujah. The devil will try to use anxiety over your situation to choke the word, hallelujah, in your heart and make it unfruitful. Hallelujah. Over in Mark 4:19, it says, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 4:19. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It says, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you. Mark 4:19, it says, praise God. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. You taking in all these other things, hallelujah, instead of taking in the word of God, the cares of this life, you wearing all the time, you wearing about the things of this life, it'll choke out the word of God, and then the word of God that you did have in your heart, hallelujah, it'll be unfruitful because you don't believe, hallelujah. But we got to believe God's word, hallelujah. We got to trust in him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. It says, if your condition is serious, you may also have to resist the temptation to worry. The devil will try to use anxiety over your situation to choke the word in your heart and make it unfruitful. Mark 4:19. But don't let him succeed. Just trust God, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, and constantly keep in your mind those wonderful words. Just keep the words in your mind, those wonderful words in your mind. Hallelujah. It says, he who promised is reliable, sure and faithful to his word. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious composition of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 10:23, praise God, it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. Hallelujah. Wavering not, praise God. For he that, hallelujah, promised, for he is faithful that had promised, praise God. It said, above all, keep your attention trained on the word, not on lingering symptoms. Be like Abraham, who considered not his own body, hallelujah, but we got to keep our mind on the word of God. We have to constantly praise God. You just can't read and study the word of God one day, and then you don't pick up the word, hallelujah, 3 days later, praise God. But he said, but you got to, this is a constant thing, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You got to get the word in you. You have to let the word of God go in your heart and soak your heart, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let it go in your soul. Let it soak your soul. Hallelujah. Let it get in your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the God till you over, till it overflows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 4:19 says, instead of focusing on your circumstances, focus on what God has said to you. Develop an inner image of yourself with your healing fully manifested. Do you see yourself fully delivered? Do you see yourself fully, hallelujah, healed, praise God, hallelujah? See yourself well. See yourself whole. See yourself healed in every way, hallelujah. Sense what you keep before your eyes and in your ears determines what you will believe in your heart and what you will act on. Make the word your number one priority. Attend to it, and it will attend to you. Hallelujah. You believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord will perform what he has said unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to believe that he's going to bring us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. But we got to stand on what God has promised us. We can't give up, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Over in Romans 8, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, praise God, hallelujah. And 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose, hallelujah. All things are going to work together, hallelujah. Whatever God said, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it's going to work out, praise God. We can't give up on God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for it says, if God be for us, who is against us, hallelujah. Thank you, God. God's not going to tell you something that he's not going to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for this is no time to give up on God or to let God go. But we got to stand on the word of God. We got to stand on his word and believe what his word says unto us, hallelujah. But in order to do that, we got to get the word deep down in our hearts, hallelujah. We got to soak that word of God, hallelujah. Let it marinate in your heart, hallelujah. Let the word of God marinate in your mind, hallelujah. Let the word of God marinate in your soul and in your spirit, hallelujah. But you got to get it in there, hallelujah, so when the enemy speaks negative to you, hallelujah, the word of God will come up instantly, hallelujah, and tell him, I don't believe a word you're saying, hallelujah, praise the God, hallelujah, and rebuke him, hallelujah, rebuke every negative word, every negative thought, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because praise God, he's going to continue to say negative things if you're not going to rebuke him, hallelujah. You allow him to say whatever he want to say. You got to shut him up, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We can't, hallelujah. Praise God, get discouraged, hallelujah. Praise God, because symptoms are lingering on. And how, you know, the first thing the enemy tell you, oh, you still feel that? You still got that going. Now, how can you say you are healed and you still feeling like that? Hallelujah. I can say I'm healed because the word of God says that I'm healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You got to, hallelujah, speak the word out to him. And if you can't remember the word, open up your Bible and read it out loud. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we got to be careful because we're so close, hallelujah, for what God is going to do. We're so close to our breakthrough. We're so close to our healing. We're so close to our deliverance, hallelujah. And we got to hold on, hallelujah. But praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Over in Romans, hallelujah, 8:30, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake We are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nay, hallelujah, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to, hallelujah, stand on God's word. Are we all, hallelujah, fully persuaded, hallelujah, that God's going to bring us out? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for how far God has brought us. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for what he is doing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, we got to follow the directions and instructions that God gives us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even if you don't like it, you got to follow his instructions if you want to get delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank and praise the Lord for the day. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For his word on today. Hallelujah. Hope and praise God. Have you got something out of the word of God tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got to remember who we fighting up against. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For we're not, hallelujah, not fighting up against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might not can't see the enemy, but the Lord sees what he's doing. God sees what he's up to. Hallelujah. And that's why we got to turn it over to God and wait on God to move. Hallelujah. We just have to believe that God is going to bring us out fully. Hallelujah. By standing on his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And when we done did all that we could do, hallelujah, we just got to stand and watch God move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for his strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. How good he has been to us. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise him. Yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Let us not forget, hallelujah, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., there will be morning prayer with Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry at 9 a.m. Friday morning. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for her. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for the prayer. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For how God is moving by his Spirit. And let us not forget how your Sunday morning, there will be Sunday morning service of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be coming forth at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Don't forget about Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for this day. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For blessing me to come before y'all one more time. I just give God the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you and we give you all the praise and the glory. We thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Because we could not have made it through this day without you. Oh, Father, we thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We lift your holy name up. Hallelujah. And we want to give you all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, ask you, Lord, to remember each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. We're asking you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to let the angel of the Lord be encamped around and about them, watch over and protect them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Father God, remember those. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that are in a hard place. Father God, encourage them as never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Thank and praise each and every one tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed and wonderful night. Hallelujah. And stay safe in Jesus' name. And remember, praise God, to stand. Hallelujah. When you done did all that you can do, all that you know how to do, stand on the word of God and believe and trust in him in Jesus' name. God bless you. Oh, yes, God.